Several dozen people spent a long overnight shift at the State Emergency Operations Center in Waterbury monitoring Sandy's progress across Vermont. They worked for a variety of state agencies, and they represented utilities, FEMA, the National Guard, and others with a role in disaster relief. State Police Captain Rick Hopkins managed the operations center overnight. Hopkins says during the storm, four shelters were opened, but except for a few people who spent the night in a Rutland shelter, they remained empty. About 18 communities opened local emergency operations centers, but none called on the state for additional help dealing with the storm. Hopkins says the power outages that spread through much of the state Monday night were the big story. At the storm's peak, more than 17,000 households were in the dark. By early Tuesday morning, though, that number had been cut significantly and continued to drop.
I don't think it was a huge difference from what the worst-case scenario could have been. I mean, the winds were a little bit lighter. Well, we still had strong winds. We still had power outages, which is what we expected. For those people who were affected by these power outages or road closures, it's still a significant deal for them.
The most significant road closing occurred shortly after 8 p.m. Monday when downed power lines closed both I-89 and Route 2 for about 40 minutes. There were no other state road closings and few reports of local roads blocked by trees or power lines. Hopkins says he's heard some reports of trees damaging houses in some places, but overall, Vermont fared better than feared.
Thank you, Lucky Stars, and you'll move on to the next one.
State officials will decide later this morning how much longer to keep the Emergency Operations Center staffed. I'm Steve Zind.